They didn't normally like talking about what happened outside unless it went well. And that's normally how I could tell if it went well or not, because I'd be like, "Oh, so how'd your mission go?" And if their response was like, "I don't want to talk about it," it normally didn't go well. So at that point, I would just leave it alone and like, "Okay." Some of them took pictures while they were out. And I got to see pictures of some of the little villages outside of the base through pictures they took. And I did have one friend who is the medic for their unit. Him and I got pretty close because of a shared characteristic, I guess you could say, between the two of us. Because at the time while I served, Don't Ask, Don't Tell was still in place. And he was gay, and I'm bisexual. And so we kind of shared that mutual having to hide type, because we couldn't openly talk about our, you know, romantic interests or anything with other people. Otherwise we would get kicked out and get a dishonorable. So we had to be very secretive about that. But him and I kind of bonded over that. And so him and I were able to talk about things like that with each other without having to worry about, you know, other people like throwing a fit and us getting kicked out. And it all happened, he slipped one day when he was talking to his significant other back home. I had heard the voice on the other line. I heard it was, you know, a deeper voice, and he, you know, he's like, "I love you too." And I just kind of looked at him like, "Wait, what?" And he's just like, "You didn't hear that." And I'm like, "Hear what?" And he goes, "Wait, are you being serious?" Or I just kind of gave him a look like, "Really?" And he's like, he goes, "So you heard it, but you didn't hear it." I'm like, "I heard it, but officially I didn't hear it." He goes, "Okay." So we bonded over that and kind of hung out, and it was nice because it was like the one person I knew I was safe to be myself around and not have to hide certain aspects of myself.